Yes.
And Saturn opposite Pisces may reveal some secrets that have long been hidden in how new structures and realities are built. Karen Walker, what comes to mind with revolution?
Rebellion from the little guy.
Rebellion from the little guy. Who else has wants to add on revolution here?
This is the Comte de Bellevis.
Yes.
Comte de Bellevis, he thinks immediately of the guillotine.
Guillotine.
The guillotine.
Get the guillotine. What does Collector Geisha think of?
Collector Geisha think of revolution? Revolution sound like a really good time.
All right. Galactic Geisha might be closer to what we are talking about. Let's see who else. Lynn, what comes to mind, revolution?
Well, just spontaneously, I'd say masses of people saying no more and having a huge charge of emotion behind them.
All right. Very well put.
Standing up for themselves.
Standing up for themselves. Well, let's go around. Bob, revolution?
I think everybody's covered the things I've thought of. I mean, I think of the Beatles song Revolution, and it makes me think of, you know, I mean, they talked about, you know, the cultural revolution in China and Chairman Mao's revolution, and, you know, you better have better ideas than that if you want a real revolution that we're going to join in. And I feel like, I mean, that goes back to the 60s, again, like what George was saying with the whole thing that happened in the 60s. It does feel
breakaway.
Like a new opportunity to have a new kind of revolution. It's a brand new opportunity. Always a revolution is, you know, changing from the old ways, and let's do something new. Like, find a way that works better, and people get, you know,
change.
It does seem to have a big energy to it, you know, a big flow. Like, once you open it up, you can't stop it.
Yes, that's a good point there. Karen M.
Karen M., well,
revolution.
When you said the word, the first thing that came to mind was the, as Bob just said, the Beatles song, because Karen Walker and I were discussing that, because that was the song we were thinking about using to dance to.
Ooh, very interesting, rather than Ride My Seesaw.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what I think of, it's almost like exciting change.
Exciting change. Barry, revolution.
It's, to me, it's when you get to the tipping point where you get just enough people to change a direction of food. Because leading up to the revolution, you get people that are thinking, they're talking, but they can't get enough energy or people to join in, and it's that reaching that point where everybody says, yes, this is what we need to do.
Nan.
Change.
Change.
Change in the way people think and the way they do things.
Right.
This is Roger.
Yes, Roger.
I'm always.
Did everyone speak already?
Not yet.
Who hasn't given the.
Sue?
Oh, I did. I was the first one.
Okay.
George?
This is George. I think of revolution as like revolution around the sun. You come back again and again and again, and you get a chance each time to change something that you forgot before.
Right. You see how one word can bring all these pictures? All these pictures? Roger.
Well, I thought I had an image or a concept of revolution, but I've always been curious and didn't understand what Cuba says, that they're always in a revolution, a continuous revolution.
Cuba?
I could understand that. Cuba. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the communist idea.
A government of Cuba, yeah. What do they mean by continuous revolution? I don't know.
Well, they are playing with words there.
Okay.
They've been, let's say, rather stagnant, not in revolution. Yes. They've had, what's his name there, Castro, for what, 50 or 100 years or something? Long time. Now they are on his little brother Raul, but really, that's not very revolutionary. Well, as George was saying, in the 60s, Pluto was conjuncting Uranus, Saturn opposite in Pisces, but you are closing in on where Pluto will be squaring Uranus, and
that's
there
right.
will be a small window, which let's say big enough, over a year or something, a little more, where not only will Saturn be opposite
Uranus.
Right now, that is happening on what is called the healing axis between Virgo Pisces. And that healing axis can also be thought of as a timeline axis, simply because whenever you are dealing with healing, there's always timeline elements involved. So any event or circumstance or body part or something that is undergoing a healing